Thomas Jefferson was a brilliant man, but he lacked the faith to believe in the miracles of the Bible. On today's Creation Moment, we'll tell you why he also didn't believe in Darwinism. And now, our host, Paul Taylor.
Respect for the name Thomas Jefferson reaches far beyond the United States and far beyond the English language. By the time Jefferson was 14, he could read four languages. He later learned three more. Jefferson's legacy goes far beyond his accomplishments in law and government. He also made his mark in the fields of mathematics, architecture, medicine, agriculture, literature, education, music, and science. He earned three doctorates, and he served as president of the American Philosophical Society, America's leading scientific organization of that time, for nearly 20 years. One might think that Jefferson would have accepted the evolutionary ideas that were being circulated then by such people as Charles Darwin's grandfather. However, while Jefferson was a deist rather than a Christian, he spoke and wrote against evolutionary ideas and in favour of a creator. He based his argument that belief in a creator is more scientific than evolution on the precise and interrelated design that is visible everywhere in the creation. If you'd like more information, we recommend the book The Real Thomas Jefferson, published by the National Center for Constitutional Studies in 1981. We thank God that his handiwork is so clear in the creation that one does not even have to be a Christian to know that he is creator. God's most earnest desire for all is that seeing this much, we might be drawn to his forgiveness in Jesus Christ.
If you enjoyed listening to today's Creation Moment, you can download, print, and share hundreds of free church bulletin inserts that are based on these programs. Each one is illustrated and is great for homeschoolers. You'll find them and much more at creationmoments.com.